Tuesday afternoon, 131873 is my number. You can drop me an email, ben@2gb.com. We've also got a lot of content up on Facebook. Just go searching for Ben Fordham Radio. We're constantly told speed cameras save lives, right? But have you ever noticed how many are placed in areas with low speed limits where few fatal crashes occur? Well, this afternoon, police are blowing the whistle on speed cameras. The police union in Western Australia says speed cameras don't save lives, aren't a deterrent to speeding, and are widely viewed as revenue raisers. And the president of the police union is questioning why most speed cameras are located in low-speed metropolitan areas, even though most fatal crashes occur in the bush or regional areas in general. So far this year, the road toll in New South Wales, for example, 121, which is way too high, 29 more deaths on our roads than the same time last year. So speed camera revenue is going up. Why isn't the road toll going down? And you've only got to have a look at the last few fatal crashes on New South Wales roads to see that a number of them, a large number of them, are happening in regional areas where they're less likely to have speed cameras. Yesterday, a 23-year-old man died in a single vehicle crash near Yass. On Sunday, a 26-year-old man died in a crash south of Maitland. On the same day near Wagga Wagga, we had a 13-year-old boy tragically dying in a car crash. Also on Sunday, a 62-year-old man died after being hit by a car in Coffs Harbour. That's four deaths on our roads in the last 2 days. And they're not in the Sydney metropolitan area. They're in regional New South Wales. On the line is George Tilbury. George is president of the Western Australia Police Union. George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Like New South Wales, WA has had a shocking run lately on regional roads. You've had eight people who died on country roads over your Labor Day long weekend.
We actually had 11, but 8 of those were in regional Western Australia. And our primary concern is the placement and deployment of speed cameras. So what we're saying is if the government and WA police are serious about saving lives, they'll put speed cameras where serious and fatal crashes are occurring or in other areas that pose genuine road safety concerns.
We have a number of speed cameras outside the Sydney metropolitan area on country roads, regional roads, but nowhere near as many that are placed in and around the CBD and surrounding suburbs.
Look, it seems to be a similar case in various parts of Australia, but our concern is that they're not putting them where they need to go to save lives. At the moment, I can understand why the members of the public say that it's purely revenue raising, because what we're seeing is speed cameras placed in metropolitan areas in low speed zones where there's no evidence to suggest that there's been fatal or serious crashes or is likely to be the case.
This is a concern, is it, amongst your members? I mean, we don't hear this kind of thing every day from someone representing police officers.
No, my members are very concerned and I'm getting feedback all the time. And it's not just about speed cameras, but it's about the lack of police on regional roads. You can drive many, many hours within Western Australia, and it's probably similar across the rest of the country. Mm. And people are saying to us, including our members, we just don't see police officers performing traffic patrols anymore.
And there's no better deterrent, is there? The moment you see one highway patrol car out there, all of a sudden you're on guard thinking, okay, they're out there, they're out and about.
That's the case. And the natural reaction of anyone that sees a police vehicle, if they're driving, is to slow down, even if they're not speeding, even if they're not doing anything wrong. So what better deterrent do you have than people when they see police vehicles to actually act at the time? What we're seeing when you look at speed cameras is that people are often not seeing the speed cameras because they're hidden behind bushes or poles, and there's no advisory signs warning them that they're actually gone through a speed camera when it's a mobile one. So the first they know about committing an offence, often just a few kilometres over the speed limit, is when they actually get an infringement in the mail weeks later. How is that a deterrent?
All right. You're also critical of the speed tolerance for speed cameras. More drivers are getting caught by going just a few k's over the limit.
Look, it is set very low in Western Australia, and we want to make sure that people that are doing the wrong thing deliberately and flouting the law on our roads and putting people's lives at risk are the ones that are targeted. So put the cameras in the right place, make sure you've got enough police, and the government of each respective state needs to support their police and the community.
We're going to have to wean governments off speed camera revenue, though, aren't we, because they've become so reliant on it.
Absolutely. And what really annoys me is the knee-jerk reaction from government. Every time there's a spate of fatals on the road, and every single one is a tragedy and one too many, is that they want more speed cameras. That's not the case. Invest in police officers, a visible deterrent that pick up and detect other offences other than speeding.
All right, you mentioned the notices letting us know that there are speed cameras coming up. We have them in New South Wales, both with fixed speed cameras. There's a sign saying that there's one coming up. We're supposed to have them with those mobile speed cameras, but look, my listeners will be a guide better than me as to whether that's always a reality. What do you think about what happens in Victoria where there's no warning signs and everyone just knows, look, you can get pinged anywhere, anytime if you go over the limit?
Look, that's the best way. You want people to be on guard. You want them to be doing the right thing. And if they do speed, obviously they've committed an offence and they will pay the penalty. Mm. But you need to make sure that people are doing the right thing and that they're aware, if they have been speeding and they have gone through a camera, that they have committed an offence, because then that will correct their behaviour there and then on the spot.
Good to talk to you, George. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
George Tilbury, who's president of the West Australia Police Union. I'd love to know what police officers in New South Wales make of this, because the WA Police Union's come out today publicly and said, look, there's a big question mark over this. We've had them around for some time, but the road toll keeps going up, and so does the speed camera revenue. What do you think about the Victorian idea? I've said before, if I was the roads minister in New South Wales, which I'm not and I'll never be, I'd be the most unpopular one of all time, because I'd go the Victorian route. You'd have a lot of unhappy drivers out there. But I think if you are driving under the impression that you never know where the camera is or when you're going to get caught, then surely you're going to slow down all the time, as opposed to looking out for those speed cameras or slowing down just when you see one. 131873, Ben at 2GB.com. I'd love you to weigh into that one this afternoon.